We're feeling the need for speed.
Thawne messed with the timeline. Now the timeline is fighting back.
And everyone, raise a glass.
I think I taste notes of blackberry, maybe a little cocoa in there. And LeBron drinks it. Wine is black now.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Tuesday, December 14th. We are counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Snoop Dogg helped announce nominations yesterday for the 2022 Golden Globe Awards. On the film side, Belfast and The Power of the Dog lead all nominees with 7 each. On the small screen, HBO's Succession earned the most with 5, followed by The Morning Show and Ted Lasso with 4 each. Those winners will be announced Sunday, January 9th, though an exact format has yet to be announced. The Broadcast Film Critics Association also announced its nominees on Monday, bestowing 11 apiece to Steven Spielberg's critically adored West Side Story and Kenneth Branagh's semi-autobiographical historical drama Belfast. That all but solidifies their stance as two of the mightiest contenders in the awards race for Best Picture, a category that also included Netflix's ensemble apocalyptic satire Don't Look Up and Apple's family drama Coda, which has surged in recent weeks as a potential dark horse in the awards race. The 2022 Critics' Choice Awards will also be handed out Sunday, January 9th, during a live broadcast on TBS and TNT. You can check out the full list of nominees for both ceremonies at EW.com. In other news, the CW is doubling up on Gotham set TV series. The network is developing a Gotham Knights drama based on the popular DC comics of the same name. And while the potential new series will revolve around Batman characters, it is not a spinoff of Batwoman, which is currently airing its third season. It's also not based on the upcoming Gotham Knights video game. Instead, the Gotham Knights TV series will follow Bruce Wayne's rebellious adopted son in the wake of Bruce's murder, as he's forced to forge an unlikely alliance with the children of Batman's enemies after they are all framed for killing the Caped Crusader. For more on that story, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and more, head on over to EW.com. Now, let's wind down with today's number three pick, Grand Crew. NBC's newest hangout comedy stars Arrow's Echo Kellum as Noah, a hopeless romantic trying to find the one in Los Angeles. Joining him on this journey are his 5 closest friends, including Nicole Byer as Noah's bold sister Nikki, Carl Tart as low-key genius Sherm, Aaron Jennings as career-driven Anthony, Gracie Mercedes as the recently divorced Faye, and Justin Cunningham as Wyatt, who's happily married and grateful to be out of the dating game. Grand Crew follows this gang as they navigate the ups and downs of love and life in East LA and enjoy many glasses of wine together along the way. Sounds like my kind of group of friends. Here's a preview.
For ages, the black man has been seen as many things. As arrogant.
Ooh. The look that I'm going for is accountant that's so fly, you're worried he's gonna steal your money.
As wild. But we have a more sensitive side.
I'm gonna ask Alicia to marry me.
What? Ever since we were kids, every Halloween he would dress up as a loving husband.
No black man should get married before age 75. You still look the same, and you get more time to sow your royal oats.
Royal oats? This isn't coming to America.
Our multitudes got multitudes.
I've never been in love with someone more in my entire life.
I'm excited that you're going to lock it down with yours.
I was just trying to measure your ring finger to propose marriage.
Really?
So, what do you think?
No.
Like we said, ups and downs. Also, is this show giving anyone else Cougar Town vibes? Maybe it's just the wine. Anyway, creator Phil Augusta Jackson previously worked on Key & Peele, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and Insecure, and also goes way back with Byer. Here's the comedian on how she feels to be part of the show.
I'm so incredibly lucky. The creator of the show, Phil Jackson, is a dear friend of mine. I know him from New York. We used to be on an improv team together. We came up together. We used to just improvise in a basement in New York, and now we're making a network television series where he wrote a character based on me. It's like, it's one of those things where you're just like, oh, not even in my wildest dreams is that possible, but it is, and it's so incredible to work with your friends. Echo, I've known for like a decade. Carl Tart, I've known for like a decade. Erin Jennings, we worked together. Gracie Mercedes, new to me, but a very dear friend. I love her so much. She's so pretty, she's so funny, she's so nice. She's so nice, I like her so much. And then Justin Cunningham, he's really great, so professional, so wonderful. Yeah, I feel blessed.
And you know what? So do we. Grand Crew arrives tonight at 8 p.m. on NBC.
Number two.
Now let's speed along to our number two pick for today, The Flash. Tonight's episode serves as the season 8 fall finale, as well as the conclusion to the show's 5-part Armageddon event, and it's gonna be a doozy. The episode sees Barry get an opportunity to end his battle with Reverse Flash, aka Eobard Thawne, for good. But the payoff to this lifelong conflict might be too much for Barry and the team to handle, even after all the time travel and alternate timelines. Here is a clip from the episode.
I can't believe everything that you went through. I mean, these last few days have been so normal, boring even.
I mean, I'm glad nobody remembers.
And Frost and Chilblain were married.
Apparently.
That's insane.
What about Chuck and me? What were we doing?
I mean, same as now, I guess. I don't know. I mean, we weren't really teammates in that other timeline. So I do know Chester helped build the energy absorption tech that saved the world. Hold on. Here you go.
Holy Ron Mallet's circuitry is next level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, nice work, future me. But is it okay that I have this? I don't want to start like a Chester P point.
I mean, maybe just don't talk about it on your podcast.
Got you.
Well, Bear. You risked everything to prevent Armageddon and gave all of us a second chance. And we are really damn grateful, especially me.
Ditto. You really are a true hero, Barry. That's Taylor, the news alert. Gone is at CCPD.
And so it begins. But that's not all that this hour has in store. The episode also sees Catherine McNamara's MIA queen return to the Arrowverse as she drops in from the future, determined to save her brother William. And she won't let anything stand in her way. You can check out our interview with McNamara about her return over at EW.com and catch the fall finale of The Flash tonight at 8 on the CW.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Which of these shows was not a potential Arrowverse spinoff that was developed but not picked up by the CW? Green Arrow and the Canaries, Painkiller, or Gotham City Sirens? Stick around for that answer and our number one pick. What to Watch, we'll be right back. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Francis Ford Coppola and his daughter Sophia aren't the only filmmakers in the family. Love is love is love. The latest movie from Francis's wife, Eleanor, is now available to rent or buy on VOD. And in honor of the film's release, we recently called up Eleanor Coppola to ask our favorite question. What you watching?
Well, the movie that interested me the most some few months ago was Malcolm and Marie. It's a black and white, beautifully shot piece. So emotional and such, just done with such beauty and dignity. I just really, really like it. It stars Zendaya and a wonderful co-actor whose name slips my mind, but just really struck me as an inventive piece. It's all made at night in one house, and it was made during COVID. So the cast and crew isolated near this house, and they shot every night. And then they retreated to their dwelling places. And it was a very intense family experience in a sense. It just had that feeling of filmmakers who really had a vision and just did an excellent job on every level. So that's my pick for something not to miss.
Well, perhaps you have heard about Malcolm and Marie when it was released back in February. Starring John David Washington and Zendaya, it was the first movie to be entirely written and produced during the pandemic. The movie wasn't exactly beloved by critics, but you can see for yourself, Malcolm and Marie is available to stream on Netflix. And now, let's sing a new song with our number one pick, The Voice. It is finally time to crown season 21's winner, and with new coach Ariana Grande's singers out of the running, it's down to Blake Shelton, Kelly Clarkson, and John Legend for the season's title. Will it be Team Legend's Jersheika Maple, Girl Named Tom, or Haley Mia from Team Kelly, or will Team Blake claim yet another victory with Paris Winningham or Wendy Moten taking the top prize? Speaking of Wendy, here is a clip from her second performance last night, her take on Patti LaBelle's version of Over the Rainbow. Have a listen. Such a fantastic performance. Well, we will see who comes out on top tonight. And the two-hour finale, by the way, will be packed with more performances, including Alicia Keys, Ed Sheeran, Coldplay, and Kiki Palmer among those taking the stage, plus the usual finalist coach duets. It all begins tonight at 9 on NBC. And lastly today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of these shows was not a potential Arrowverse spinoff that was developed but not picked up by the CW? Green Arrow and the Canaries, Painkiller, or Gotham City Sirens? Don't be alarmed if you got this one wrong. The answer is Gotham City Sirens. Backdoor pilots were created for both Green Arrow and the Canaries and Painkiller, spinoffs of Arrow and Black Lightning respectively, but the CW opted not to order either shows to series. Well, that is our show for today. We will have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm senior editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shana Naomi Crockmall.